You have heard that it is said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:43-44a. Oftentimes when preparing a devotional, I find myself struggling. There are times when it is as though I have no idea where I should go, and then there are times when I sit down to the computer and I start out in one direction only to find myself ending up where I would never have guessed and then smiling because I know that the Spirit has led me. Then there are those times when the words are bursting at the seams and I can't type fast enough to keep up with the thoughts that want to pour out from me. I often find myself, when searching the Scriptures, wandering off and getting caught up in wanting to understand better what I just read. And before you know it, there are so many passages I have looked at, and each led to another trail to follow, that I find myself back again wondering, where should I go? With each of these times, it is to the Holy Spirit I go, asking for guidance and what it is that He would have for me to say to the people that day. In my heart, I know that there are ears that are waiting and longing to hear the Word of God and to have it touch their heart and open their eyes to what may be calling to them or to help them better understand what is taking place in the life of men today. Being honest with you, so many of the devotionals I find are for myself, to help me see my way through a current struggle, or to understand how it is that I think a certain way or act and do things that I don't want to do but that come easily to me when I'm distracted and I act on them, only to regret those actions and words. But they come naturally to me and oftentimes are or were the first line of defense that helped me to survive in this cruel world, or so I thought. Oftentimes in these days it is too easy to forget the words written in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Today we have been conditioned to look at one another as the enemy. Ideology, skin color, male or female, just to name a few. We disagree in the policies being put into place by our leaders. We disagree about what is being done in secret, and just who's doing what. We disagree on what we should eat and whether it's good for us or good for the planet. We disagree on whether gender is fluid and transitioning from one to the other is possible. We disagree on who gets what, who goes without, or who we should feel sorry for, or who we should have wrath poured out on. We no longer hear the church bells ringing on Sunday mornings in the cities, but we now awaken to the sounds of the call of prayer, whether we want to hear it or not. We can't seem to see eye to eye on anything anymore. Few are the things that bring us together, and great is the divide that threatens to consume us. Back and forth go the threats, the name-calling, the cries of those with the loudest voices proclaiming the greatest of falsehoods, and the deception deepens the chasm between people groups. We can actually watch it as it grows. But who is the real enemy here? Who is it that Jesus tells us to pray for when He tells you to love your enemies and to pray for those who would persecute you? It is our fellow man we are to pray for. Those that have fallen deep into the pit of deception, those who have their feet caught in a snare, and rather than cut them off and save the rest of their body, they give in to the pressure and go with the flow as it washes over them. Too many today believe of themselves that they are good and can't see how anyone could not like them. In fact, that is a great part of the problem that so many have today. It is the need to be liked by everyone, no matter the cost. That's why there are so many in the social media venues that do such things as they have to tell you whether they are wearing this or that undergarment, that they did this or that, or that they like it this way or that way, that they believe this or that. They need others to confirm that they are of worth, because without it they feel none. They need others to believe what they believe to make them feel smarter. They need others to want to be them. When there is a hole or a void in someone, it will not stay that way for long. And the greatest weakness that they have will be used, and what is used by the enemy of all, to continue to bring them down and to crush them. Behind everything that happens, there is a spiritual force that is influencing the decisions that we make, and we will either do the things that are pleasing to God, or we will do the bidding of the devil and rebel against the Lord. Black and white, good and evil, the forces are God who is in heaven and the devil and those fallen angels that comprise the forces of evil. There is the Creator and the created. Both man and angels were created by God. Man and angel were created perfectly, but perfection was interrupted when Lucifer, aka the devil, gave way to temptation and wanted to be above God himself. There are temptations that come to all men and angels, but it is how we will respond to them that will show who it is that we follow. In the book of Matthew, Jesus is led by the Spirit out into the wilderness, and there the devil, man's enemy, comes to him not once, but three times, and tries to tempt Jesus to rebel against God. The first is by turning the stones to bread, because Jesus is hungry after fasting for 40 days. The hunger of man, the lust of the flesh, is when they won't control their desires, and they give in to temptation because they want it, and it will fill a void or a hole within them. But they're deceived. Second was to throw yourself down. Throw yourself into what you desire, and it will be yours. Let your pride lead the way, and don't worry about what others think. You need this. It will make life easier for you. People will come to you, and if it fails, there are safety nets out there and ways around anything bad that could happen. And third, came the one that we find many are dealing with today and have given themselves over completely to the enemy as he has promised them the world, fulfilling the lust of the eyes. The enemy has taken what God intended for good and now uses it against those who will not bend a knee to him, and he attempts to create for himself a world where he is no longer the prince of the air, but will be the ruler of a new world. And under him it will be ruled by a new order, and all will bow down to him or be destroyed. He works for one purpose, to fulfill what his heart desires, no matter the cost to anything else. He will have what he wants. Leaders of all venues, whether as parts of the government, the state, the county, the school board, or the church, you can't find a level in society that is not influenced today, have sold themselves out to the enemy of mankind, and they now themselves have declared anyone who would disagree with them their enemies. And so no matter who you are in this day, you will be called somehow to expose who you are and what you believe and who it is that you will follow. And what you will do to keep for yourself what you have or the treasures that you hope to gain in your loyalties. And so it is here that we pray for our enemies. Heavenly Father, help us to see what is really happening in these days. Help us to pray for those who would see us persecuted, who would see the children come to harm, who seek to do harm by taking the lives of not one or two, but with the intention of destroying the masses. Lord, these days are filled with lies, with deceit, with the intention to deceive and lead astray the weak in spirit. Lord, help us, help us to remember that behind every ungodly decision is a man and a woman who have given themselves over to the enemy of creation for gain. And they have the wisdom to understand that all that is promised them is temporary. Lord, the earth and all that is in it belongs to you to do with what you please. What you meant for good, so much of it is now used to imprison people by those who think more highly of themselves than they ought, and have not only brought danger to themselves, but to all. Lord, consequences will be had by all for the decisions we have made. But forgiveness can be found in you. For the good or the bad, for the saintly or the evil that we have each done, each will be called before you and give answer for it. Of that there is no way around, nor will there be any who will be exempt from it or able to talk their way out of your record of their deeds. Father, now, today is the day we have to really examine our walk. Help us, Lord, to see. And we need to ask you that you reveal to us those things that need changed within us. Lord, soften our hearts that we may be willing to be led, to be taught, to gain knowledge and wisdom, to have understanding. And Lord, teach us to pray, to love, and to pray for our enemies and for those who would persecute us. Lord, deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, amen.